Nice to have you back on Talking Baseball as we move forward through the Talking Baseball segment. And we are joined now. You hear him every morning, Monday through Friday at 5 in the morning on a leadoff spot. Let's welcome in Adam Copeland to the show. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Sunday.
Hey, you went to the ballpark yesterday with your mom, and today's Mother's Day. I'd like to hear what you have to say about your mom and some special, maybe points of interest or something that you can thank your mom about today.
Well, this is kind of it's fun. We were saying it yesterday. It was the first game my mom had been to this season, and we went we went a couple of years ago on Mother's Day, and I'd forgotten about that too, and she said, I think the Giants got to win that day also. So for us now, it's going to be a little tradition. If they're in town, I think we're going to try to go out on Mother's Day weekend and check it out. It was cool to see all the moms yesterday with the big hats on, and I don't know, it was a great day at the ballpark. It was a beautiful day. It was a fun day. Kevin Gausman gets the win, but just as far as my mom goes, I mean, what is there to say? She's your mom, she wakes you up in the morning, she gets you ready for school, and you grow up, and it's fun. You sort of become friends with your mom, and you get to enjoy life differently as you get older, and so it's fun that we get to share those days at the ballpark. It's a couple of things I love, my mom and baseball, so it was a fun day.
Boy, Adam, good morning. Today, Johnny Cueto comes back, and yesterday you saw Kevin Gausman. They have a couple of aces right now on this ball club, and both these guys. And what do you expect from Cueto today? How far do you think he'll go?
I don't know how far he'll go because, you got to build the arm strength back up, and you want to make sure that that he's feeling all right. Obviously, he's done some throwing on the side to make sure he's ready to go. But he was, one of the best pitchers in the National League, if not the best, just as far as how crafty he'd been getting guys out. He's not doing the Jacob DeGrom power strikeout numbers or anything like that, but he knows how to pitch, and he's gotten better in his career as he's gotten older. I know the Tommy John a couple of years ago sort of knocked him off track after he had a pretty great start to the 2016 season. It was really good in that postseason. I'm looking for 5 today from Cueto. I think if they can get 5 out of them, they've won the series. You're going for the sweep today. It would be a big win to get this before you get a short 2-game series with Texas. So I think they'd like to see Johnny go 5 and maybe get through the lineup a couple of times. But if he's throwing well, Gabe Kapler has shown that he's going to trust him. I think it's just a matter at this point about keeping him healthy. So I don't think you ride him too long today. If he gets into trouble or they've got a cap on his pitch count, I'd imagine he could be out of there even before the 5th. But just a matter of how economical he could be, I think 5, you call that a win today.
Adam, the Giants put Aaron Sanchez on the IL the other day with bicep tightness. He really hasn't thrown that hard as we've heard he did when they signed him to a nice contract, big money. And the concerns are he just turned into a sinker ball, slider, off-speed pitch, curveball. And the velocity never has come up to 95, 97, as they said when they were first watching him. Are there concerns about the arm, you think, or do you think this might just be a bust?
I don't know. It's kind of unexplainable. Like the fact that they said that in the showcase he had been throwing 98, 99, like you were talking about. We never even saw that in the Cactus League, I don't think. He was thrown in the low 90s, and then as his arm has thrown more pitches into the early part of this season, the velocity's gone even lower. I think he had an outing where he topped out at like 89 or 90, and I've seen him pitch live a couple of times this year at the ballpark, and he just doesn't, guys make tough contact or hard contact on him, and he's one of those guys who I think right now you worry about. He throws a lot of strikes, but as you said, his velocity's not there to be able to keep guys off balance, I don't think, entirely. So when guys are making hard contact and there's a hard hit rate against him, you look around, you go, okay, well, have these guys been unlucky? Have his numbers been maybe favorable, but they'll come back to earth? And so I think that's what we're seeing here. I think they want to figure this thing out, maybe rest him a little bit. Kapler had said that a couple of weeks ago, or maybe about 10 days ago, that they didn't really know what to say about his velocity, and he sort of knocked himself for it. He said, yeah, I'm not throwing as hard as I want to be throwing. I don't like the fact that I'm topping out at 8 miles an hour under where I should be. So I don't know if it's a bust situation. He hasn't been all that bad. It's just that the Giants aren't getting out of him what they'd hoped to get. So if you've got the availability of a guy like Johnny Cueto, and Tyler Beattie made his debut is getting ready to maybe come back and can help the Giants later, I don't know that there's necessarily going to be a spot for him. We've just got to sort of see what happens when they decide to pull him off the IL.
So what was it like being at the park yesterday? The ball's flying out of there. You got to see Slater hit at 456. Belt knocked one out. Crawford broke the game open early with his three-run shot. What was it like for you being at the park and the crowd? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, I've been to a handful of games already this year, but most of them have been the weeknight games. Like that series against the Reds, that was like Candlestick Park. Like it was foggy, it was cold, it was kind of damp out. There wasn't a lot of scoring for the Giants in that series. And then this one was completely different. Like you said, Marty, it was like summertime baseball. The sun was out. It was really, really hot out there at the ballpark. Like I said, everybody had the big hats on. It was fun. The ball was live. We saw some great pitching from Gossman. I thought Littell pitched pretty well after getting into a jam. That's going to be useful for the Giants from the right side of the bullpen, I think, as this season goes a little deeper. But it was a great day at the yard. And to pick up a series win against the Padres team that's supposed to be picked, I think people thought this after the 60-game season last year, that this is a team that people thought was going to be maybe competing for a National League title this year. And we just haven't seen them play their best baseball. And the Giants are putting the league on notice. So yesterday was a big win to keep things going with Kevin Gossman, to get a win at home, to get the series win early in the series. It was a feel-good day, I think, for the Giants. And today's a day to get greedy. Like you said, Johnny Cueto back and a chance for the sweep. It could be a fun one today.
Adam, I'm going to stay right on that Padre lineup because all we heard about was these guys are going to score 5, 6, 7 runs a game. And they look selfish to me. They just look like they're worried about themselves. You know, you got Machado swinging 3-0. You got Tatis swinging 3-1, trying to lift everything out of the park. Of course, we loved Hosmer swinging at the 3-0 to get out of the inning. They just don't seem like they're in sync as a team on the offensive side. Is that something you're seeing also?
Well, they've had some funny stretches already, I think, this year. Like, I mean, Tatis going down in that series earlier this year against the Giants. Hosmer carried them at the first part of the season. Then he went kind of ice cold. We haven't seen Will Myers do the damage against the Giants that we've become accustomed to. So I think they are a little bit out of whack right now. Their starting pitching is, you know, Yu Darvish has looked pretty damn good. Blake Snell's looked really good. Hey, he just hasn't gone deep into ball games yet. You know, they haven't gotten, I don't think, out of their starting pitching what they'd hoped. And they also, you know, they made that big trade last year at the deadline to get Mike Clevinger, and then he goes down with Tommy John, and he's out for the entire season. So I don't know. They've had some surprises, like Mark Melancon at the back end of the bullpen has been a huge surprise, I think, for them after not knowing what they were going to do with their closer spot. But I do think that they're not going to be this flat all season, right? I mean, Tatis is hitting, I think, just over 200 or just over 210 right now. He's trying to battle back from that shoulder injury. What's more surprising to me is how poorly he's played in the field. I think he's leading the National League in errors right now, and I sort of wonder about him going forward. I mean, they paid this guy $300 million-plus and hadn't played 162 games yet. Now he's just over that mark and has great slash numbers. All the metrics are good, but the glove for a guy who you sign as a shortstop to be that valuable, he's not quite Alex Rodriguez right there. You know, he's not as sharp with the glove or with the arm as maybe we thought. So something to pay attention to, but I do think the Padres are going to be a little better than they've showed to this point.
Well, the Giants have figured out how to pitch to him. And it's 8 games already, and this is the 9th game here, and then you don't see him for a while. So what do you think of the mustache gang?
I like the mustache gang. I'm all about, like, the playoff beard, or, like, they do that in hockey a lot, right? Guys grow the beards. And I don't know, that's kind of the camaraderie stuff I think Bill's talking about. You need that sort of the intangibles that happen within a clubhouse. You spend all day with these guys every single day from February through, you know, maybe October into November. So you got to have these things. You got to have these, you know, the sort of misfit thing from 2010 and these things that bond guys together. Maybe you get guys you didn't think were going to do it. Maybe they start doing it and it becomes a fun thing, but it's cute as long as you're hitting, right? As long as you're winning ball games, it's fun. When things start to go sour, you can't be doing the gimmicky stuff. But I think it's fun for the fans. It gives us something to root for. And, hey, you want to hit 456-foot home runs, Austin Slater, you can wear your facial hair however you want.
Yeah, as long as they don't make us do it at KMBR, we're okay. That's good.
you were a mustache guy, Marty. You can bring the mustache.
At one point, I did tell the story about the black light and painting the mustache on in the late 60s. I did tell that story today. All right. Hey, Adam, a pleasure having you on. Let me do our home run of the week here. Time now to relive the home run of the week sponsored by River Islands. Come over to River Islands in Lathrop and discover a $1 million lifestyle for about half the price. You can visit online today at riverislands.com. A lot of great home runs. This team hits home runs, but Raf and I picked out the home run from yesterday, and that is Brandon Crawford.
Now the pitch. Swing. There's a shot deep into right center field. Way back there, still going. Adios! Pelota! Over the 20-foot high wall into the bleachers above the 6th archway out there. A laser beam of a home run for Brandon Crawford. and the Giants have a 3-0 lead.
Wow. Every home run the guy hits is a big deal. Bill, do you have something on our steals this week?
Yeah, prevented steals. Marty, it's time to update the Giants' prevented steals of the week, sponsored by Bay Alarm. For every stolen base prevented by the Giants, Bay Alarm will donate $200 to the Giants Community Fund. So far this year, 16 attempts players have tried to steal on Giants catchers, and 6 have been caught, meaning Bay Alarm is donating $1,200 to the Giants Community Fund. Just like the Giants, keep an eye on the base runners. Bay Alarm will keep an eye on your business with a video surveillance system and professionally monitored video verification. It's one more way Bay Alarm looks out for your business like nobody's business. Now more than ever, select Bay Alarm.
Beautiful. Very good. All right, Adam, have a great day. Oh, he's gone. Okay. All right. Now, next, do not go away. Kerry Crowley comes back next with a very, very special Mother's Day interview. You don't want to miss this. So more coming up right here on the Sports Leader.